My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think first off is just finding his rhythm, seeing what he's good at, seeing what he likes to do, seeing what he likes to throw, and from there just trying to be his best friend, picking his brain, making sure we're on the same page with whatever concepts we have, and just trying to make the best of the plays.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I had to check again, but I don't believe Keenan Allen showed up on the stat sheet for the Bears, but there he was, Keenan Allen on Fox, talking about Caleb Williams, who did have a really good day for the Bears today. I mean, if you're a Bears fan and you'd watch that and you made time to watch that on a Saturday and all sorts of stuff going on in the city, that you had to have been pleased with your decision, because Caleb Williams showed you some stuff today, man. 4 of 7, 95 yards, but again, early on the first drive, converted on a 3rd and 13 to DJ Moore. It was a 14-yard play. You had the bootleg right to Cole Kmet for 26 yards down the sideline. Terrific throw, terrific catch. You had him bursting on a 3rd down run, sliding. It was a 3rd and 9 scenario, and it was not out of context. So you got to see it all. You had maybe the play of the game was Caleb Williams in his first drive under pressure, little flip to DeAndre Swift, who takes it 42 yards. And right on that play, you got to see something from both of those guys that you figured you might see. Number one, Caleb Williams' creativity. You've seen it in college, and you've been hearing about it. And then the other one was DeAndre Swift, that he's going to be a difference maker. You saw it. You saw it. Not just because he caught the pass and made a 42-yard play, but you saw that he runs differently than the running backs that the Bears have had in the last few years. And that is not trying to disparage David Montgomery, because he was a good running back with the Bears, but he wasn't a fast running back. He wasn't twitchy, and you saw fast and twitchy from DeAndre Swift. So it's good to see the things that you know are there, but you just need to see them. That's what the preseason is all about. And then on defense, it was Austin Booker who stood out. He was dominant for the defense. 2.5 sacks, 5 tackles, 2 of them, I believe, were for loss. So, and the defense played well in general. Tremaine Edmonds had a blitz and a deflection at one point in time. Bears defense had 7 or 8 sacks in the game today. So that's the thumbnail of the game. Few things on the text line, 312-644-6767. We're going to hear from Matt Eberflus here in just a second. Corey Taylor averaged like 48 yards a punt. Yeah, the punter looked good too. I had not talked about the punter, but he looked good, and he's been really good in camp recently as well. 802, thanks, Mark. The Bates I saw did look smaller. Yeah, no, we were talking earlier about Ryan Bates, who did not play today? And he said, is there another Bates on the team? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. There might be. It's a long list of guys. More like Dwayne Bates. 847, I thought the third down throw to Moore over the middle was impressive. He had two guys open short but decided to drill it to DJ. Good. Good call right there. Yes. Did not take the safe way out. Showed some vision and took the money play, which leads to the next text. 847, we finally drafted a QB who can read a defense. He was good at reading the defense today. He was a good player today, for sure. Caleb Williams, I thought, shined at times today. All right, let us hear now from the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus, and what he thought about Caleb Williams and the Bears and their 33-6 win over the Bills. And I'll be back in just a second. Here he is.
Yeah, what were your impressions of what Caleb was able to do to start that game? And didn't get a touchdown, but, you know, some of the passes we
Yeah, just overall, we really wanted this to take this opportunity to get, you know, the process and have a really good plan in place for the reps we wanted to get. And obviously a good job on third down, completing that pass to DJ and then making some explosives there and getting into the red zone. And we stalled out there, and it was fourth and four, I believe, at the end, so we ended up kicking it. But I thought overall in the pocket, you know, protected the football. Had a consistent performance, and now we got to learn from this and get better. You know, what we did well is very good, and what we need to improve on. And I told the team, in the locker room there, that we got to level up. You know, I challenged them last week to be able to get better as a whole group individually, you know, and collectively, and they did that, and we got to do it again because we don't have time not to improve. So there's got to be a sense of urgency in our building.
Yeah, the biggest game was the screen to Swift. What did you see from Caleb on that play, and really from the whole unit and getting that thing to work?
Yeah, just his ability that we see, and you guys have seen it at practice, his ability to get the ball out of his hands really fast when pressure arrives. And that happens sometimes on those screens, so I thought he did a really nice job, getting the ball to him cleanly. And obviously Swift is a guy that is dynamic and really got a lot of good speed, and he's just got to kick his feet up at the end there.
When you guys have a play action, right, you met on the depot where his ability to pump fake to buy himself a second and then to throw a strike on the dead run. And I know you've seen it in practice, but
right,
seeing it in a game, what did you feel when you saw it?
No, I thought it was really good. He did a nice job of coming out of the fake with speed, which you need to do. And the guys ran their route depths correctly. And they ran with speed too, so they stayed open. A lot of times when you're doing those keepers, you're running away from leverage on defense. So you really got to maintain that speed. And Cole did that on that play. And then, Caleb did a nice job of striking it in there.
Do you have a quarterback looking downfield as he's doing that? Is that something that's taught or kind of inherent?
No, that's taught. That's the read. Yeah, he did a nice job of going through his progression there.
Bates wasn't out there today. Is he dealing with an injury issue with Ryan Bates?
No, it's just something that he's had, from before. But he's fine. He'll be fine working in this week. So, like I said, it's a big week. Tomorrow will be a walkthrough setting to get the corrections, get cleaned up, really do a good job of looking at this game. And, like I said, learning from it. And then the players will have a day off to get ready for this big week we have. We have a couple practices, and then we have the joint practice on Thursday, and then a walkthrough again on Friday and another game. So it's going to be a big week for us to level up.
Matt, what impressed you about Caleb on third down? Like the first completion of DJ was third down on the third and nine strike.
Yeah, the poise in the pocket, being able to ride the pocket there, keep two hands on it when he was in the pocket, and then throw a strike. Really good job by DJ coming back to the football, too, on that one. So it was both, and the protection was solid.
Now, what do you think about Caleb on that play, too? Just you talked about the way he battles back in camp, but to have that first play obviously didn't go as well as he would have wanted, to be in that third and long for him to kind of have the poise to just make the play.
Yeah, I think it's good for him. That's the fruits of his labor. He's been working his tail off for 15 practices, and then, even before that, all through the summer. So it's good to be able to say, hey, all this drill work, all the things that I've been doing, it's paying off, and I can see the improvements, And we're going to look at this tape and then look back and say, hey, what can I learn from this? There's a lot of things that we can learn from this process of getting these reps, as he does in practice when he's going against the one defense.
You guys talked about watching Austin finish in game situations. When you see what he did today and you've watched him grow through camp, what are you seeing in his ascent right now?
Yeah, his ability to move surprises me. His ability to move in the pocket, and adjust his arm angle to deliver good strikes is really impressive, and he's exciting to watch.
How do you feel about your D-line, though? I mean, just with Booker and Hardy having a good day, coming off a pretty good practice.
Yeah, those guys got to ascend, right? Those guys, you know, got to show that they can do it, in the, you know, with the big guys. And so that's a part of it, you know. And they're doing a good job with one-on-ones when they go against our starters. But it was good to see them today. They'll get some production for sure. Again, we're down a couple guys right now, so it'll be good to hopefully get those guys back soon as possible.
Bayless around the edge a couple times, but also up the middle, which is a whole different world for him. What do you think of his performance in his first game?
I thought it was positive. I mean, we all saw it. It was positive. You know, he did a nice job of really getting north. And you saw his you know, he's got really good lean mass, and he's a physical player, and you can see him really denting that, you know, the tackles to fall forward for those positive yards to really gain those hidden yards in our favor. So, you know, he's been good back there.
You talked about this being a week to week thing.
Yep.
You're gonna give it another week.
Yeah, I'll talk to Chad and Shane, and we'll get together here in the next couple of days, and we'll figure that out going into the Tuesday practice.
I was asking about the other Austin Booker and defensively and his ability to get after the quarterback, and just what you've seen there over the last few weeks.
Good. You know, it's good. You know, it's what we saw, you know, coming out. He's got a really good slip, a really good natural ability to rush the passer with speed and not predetermine what he's going to do ahead of time. I think that stresses the offensive tackles out when a guy doesn't predetermine or shuffle his feet. It just shows that speed, the power, or the speed and spin inside. I know the out-and-out moves that he likes to do, so it's been good.
What did you like about Baskerville's big play today?
He scored. You know, he got some good speed there. He kicked his feet up at the end and had a nice read on that. It's good.
I know you guys feel like you're having a good camp, but is there a different level of excitement when you see Caleb go do something in a game set? Is there a proof of concept?
Yeah, there's certainly positivity there, and we're not going to squash that. You know, I do feel that we have a lot of work to do. You know, we have a lot of things to accomplish as a football team, not just Caleb. You know, we all got to play good around him. So it's important that we keep improving before that first game.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Thought maybe there's going to be one more question. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus talking about Caleb Williams and the Bears' 33-6 win over the Bills. I'm Mark Grody. The Bears will host Cincinnati on Saturday. Yeah, they got the big dual practice this Thursday, Bears and Bengals. So that'll be sick. It was really awesome last year in Indianapolis going there and just seeing, you know, getting closer to real when you have the dual practices. So that's going to be fun. Things that stood out that Matt Eberflus said. First of all, first thing he told the guys is, got to level up. And they're like, wait a minute. Didn't you tell us that last week? Level up is the thing this year, boys. So told the guys, got to level up. It's a time for all of us to level up. So that's where Matt Eberflus started right there. The stuff about Ryan Bates was interesting. Asked why he wasn't playing today. Is he injured? And Eberflus's answer essentially was, he'll be fine. It's just a thing he's had. He'll be fine. So hopefully that is the case. I hope that is the case, because all of a sudden, Ryan Bates has become a very important part of this Bears offensive line. Talking about Velus Jones, I did a whole thing on Velus Jones earlier, and saying, Matt Eberflus saying that it was all positive. There were positive moments. He had a touchdown. He had a 20-yard run. He had a 5-yard inside run. But nervous handling of the football on a couple of occasions. And then he muffed another kickoff. Dropped it. Fumbled it. Didn't turn it over, but he fumbled it. So those are things that are unacceptable. And when asked about, is he going to get another week at running back next week, Flus did not commit to it. He said, oh, we'll have to see. Got to talk to Chad. Chad Morton. Got to see what Chad says, and then we'll see. I just don't think it's a real thing. That's all. I'm not going to pile on Velus, though. Joint practice on Thursday. And then the last thing, Eberflus talking about the poise in the pocket, which is spot on about Caleb Williams. That presence of mind, that poise, that's the hardest thing to get down as a quarterback. A lot of quarterbacks just never have it. And I mean, you've seen it with the predecessors of Caleb Williams. Mitch Trubisky didn't have poise, nor did Justin Fields. It's just what the presence of mind lacked. So to see it today and to see him having the presence of mind enough to still be able to read a defense, even though there is danger in the area. That was good to see. All in this little moment of a is what it is preseason game for the Chicago Bears, where they win. And I'm glad that somebody did ask about Micah Baskerville there at the end. He did have a 63-yard pick six on the day. But yeah, so much about this day, it was good to see, good to know, good that it is in the repertoire, in the playbook, that some of the things that you saw on this day, for sure. 312-644-6767 is the number if you'd like to call or text. We are here for you. Got Cubs baseball coming up. I've been meaning to read this text, and I have found it again from the 630. Good afternoon, Mark. Today is my birthday. I am 42. 42! Benjamin texting from Elmhurst. Benjamin is one of our best texters here at the Score. He always greets us when we come on the air. He says all positive things. So, man, I do hope you have an absolutely wonderful birthday today. 309, Caleb was a stud on third down. Yes, was talking about that earlier. That's another part. Like, it's not like we've talked about all of these terrific throws that he made today, but the conversion, he converted on 3rd and 13 on his very first NFL drive, a 3rd and 13, and he finds DJ Moore. And as a texter pointed out earlier, it was a great point, there were other easier, more exact players available there, or receivers that were open on shorter routes, and he chose the higher degree of difficulty, which processed a better result. So you had the 3rd and 13 right there. The run for, what was it, 15 yards? That was a 3rd down play as well. Yeah, it was 3rd and 9. 3rd and 9. Ran, slid, and immediately you're thinking about Hard Knocks and the slip and slide. Hey, Farrengold, what did you think about that slip and slide during HBO Hard Knocks? I know you were all hard knocking. What did you think about that slip and slide? Do you like it?
Very innovative, and you could totally tell on that run from Caleb Williams on third down, he totally tried to do his slip and slide, hard knock slide.
Yeah, he did.
At Highmark Stadium? Yeah, Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, yes, the Highmark Stadium.
And then Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks, like level up, Hard Knocks. But, it was good to see. What a nice day for the Bears. That's what it is. Saturday. We got jets flying around the buildings today. You just want to enjoy that. And the Bears are on your television today.
Chicago is having a weekend, Grody.
We are. What I was thinking about today was that the only thing that would have made it better is if the Bears game was in town. That would have been sick, because then you would have had Cubs Sox rocking. You would have had the Bears going. You've got the air show flying all up and down and all around us. Right,
whoever
now
wrote the NFL script really messed this up.
Oh, yeah,
they fumbled it.
Yeah, they did. They did. It could have been a perfect Chicago weekend. But yeah, man, it was just beautiful to see today, for sure. 312-644-6767. We have to take, this is our final break. And then when we come back, we'll talk you right into the 540 Cubs pregame. So I would like to say that it's been a pretty perfect day on the Score today as well. Like getting, this Bears talk here, post-game Bears leading right into a Cubs-White Sox game, not to mention some great baseball talk earlier today with Bruce and Haw. Steve Rosenblum kind of sucked things up for a while, but, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But, yeah, I'd like to think that this has been a pretty good day on the Score as well. We're taking a break, but we're coming back on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
For whom the bears toll. Yes. There would be a problem with the Bears playing at Soldier Field this weekend because Metallica is at Soldier Field for 3 days. I know they were there last night. I saw lots of people posting on Instagram. I think Jay Zawoski was out there posting. So, yeah, Metallica, we have confirmed last night. They'll be there tonight. They'll be there tomorrow night as well. So it would probably be very hectic if the Bears had played and then they had to make way for Metallica, and maybe even unnecessary to them. So shout out if you're driving to go see Metallica right now. Enjoy it. I'm a little jealous, although I did get to see Metallica at Lollapalooza. Was that last summer? I think it might have been. And that was a blast. I'd never seen Metallica before. I did go to Lollapalooza this year as well, and got a little taste of Benson Boone. I was with my nieces and their dad. I was taking the place of my sister-in-law, and what a blast. Like, my so Benson Boone, you've probably heard him on the radio. Like, I recognize several of his songs just from the radio, and I can't say I was a Benson Boone fan going in, but that is a talented dude. But had a moment. If you are a rock fan, and a lot of you probably are heading out to Metallica right now, like if you're a music fan, every once in a while in your music fan life, you have a moment. You just have a moment, whether you're overwhelmed by it, you're feeling emotional, or you're just in a zone when you're vibing to the music, whether live or in your ears. Like, you just, with music, we have moments. And my niece, sixth grader, she had a moment seeing Benson Boone, and just, she was crying most of the time. She was crying most of the time out of pure joy and adrenaline and being part of Lollapalooza. She insisted that we be in the middle of the pack of the people. So yes, I was one of the sweaty people in the middle, and we kind of pushed her up a little bit because she's short. So we're like, okay, shorty, we got to get you to an angle where you can see. So she was a couple rows ahead of us. And she found a friend, too. And, of course, my brother and I are keeping a very close eye on her. But she found a friend who was this 21-year-old girl who was there with her boyfriend. And she was holding hands with this girl, and they were rocking out together. So I not only did I enjoy Benson Boone, but I got to watch somebody experience music for the first time in their life. So it was fantastic. Benson Boone was good. I'm, like, now a fan. Hozier, you know, I like Hozier, but I didn't think that Hozier did a particularly good show. Back to Bears, as we say in the media room when we go off topic. Back to Bears. All right, back to Bears. I talked a little bit about George McCaskey being on Fox, talking about Caleb Williams and saying that, you know, there's going to be growing pains, long way to go, all that kind of stuff. Not much on the stadium. Not much on the stadium. He was asked about that and essentially said that there's a long way to go. Maybe we could try to bring you some of that here in a sec, but just very brief. And then the Adam Amin and Jim Miller did a fantastic job bringing the game today. Kind of backed off of that. So it was one and done on the stadium, but long way to go the way he said it. And then George, too, reconfirming that they were definitely trying to hold off Hard Knocks as long as they possibly could. And that now that they're here, and he seems to have, I don't know if George has necessarily enjoyed the experience, but I don't think he's been as bothered by it and hindered by it as much as he thought that he would, that they're all professional, that everybody out there is. But here's more from George McCaskey.
The entire NFL Films crew has been great, very professional. They understand that they need to get their shots and their stories without being in the way, and they've been terrific about it. It's no secret that we weren't very interested in being on the program, to put it mildly.
Sure.
But we're going to be professional about it. We're going to be cooperative. We're going to do it the right way.
I'm glad he said that on the record, too, just because we've all talked about it and to some degree projected about it. And he, you know, he's shared that with us, too, when I'm out there on the sidelines in Bears camp. You know, he'll talk to some of the reporters, and he doesn't try to hide it that they were trying to be on the defense of Hard Knocks. But now that they're here, it seems like it's all good. It's fine. I know that George would prefer not to be featured in it. You know, that's to his humility. I don't think that he's raising his hand necessarily for that. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen on some of the upcoming episodes. But so far, so good. I suppose through one episode of Hard Knocks, I mean, nothing really controversial occurred or nothing untoward or distasteful, unless you consider an offensive lineman standing in his underwear in the front of a classroom being hazed, that was what they allowed. But it seemed like it was all good. 262, Bears coaching staff, as it is. As I recall, there is an obscure rule that allows the kick returner to catch the ball and without moving his feet. Bears. Okay. I think I'm missing part of that text right there. Yeah. But yeah, so many things. Like, I'm trying to think here. Was there anything that needed serious critiquing from this Bears game today? Because the headline, like I said, is Caleb Williams looks good. One thing that bugged me from this game, and maybe it shouldn't have, or maybe I shouldn't let it get to me too much, was the Tyler Scott drop on the jet sweep. Like, there were, and you allow, look, Tyler Scott's a fifth round pick. Okay. So there weren't great expectations for him coming out of Cincinnati. Expectations, but not great ones. But he had a rough year, man. He had a rough rookie year in terms of some key, crucial drops where he wasn't helping his quarterback. And it just so happens that it was just the other day in, I think it was Parkins and Spiegel, where I finally said, it was time to say it, that Tyler Scott has been having a good training camp. Like, he's been one of the more impressive wide receivers out there, albeit mostly playing on the second line, on the Tyson Bagent line. But he's had a really good camp so far. He had a pretty good camp in his rookie year until towards the end when he started dropping, and unfortunately that seemed to foreshadow what did happen to him in the regular season. So that's why it bugs me, because I want to believe in Tyler Scott. What a great thing that would happen. I mean, as much as they are set at wide receiver with their big three, at least they're forming big three, assuming that Roma Dunze plays along, you still need other receivers. You still need other guys catching the football. It's not just going to be those three wide receivers that have statistics this year. So Tyler Scott just making that drop, I don't want it to remind me of Velus Jones, but to some degree it does, because you have all the tools in the world. You have speed with Tyler Scott. You have that same thing with Velus Jones, but when they get into the game, it just seems like there have been crucial mistakes that have hurt the team. So that's just something that I'm kind of keeping my eye on as well. And the fact, too, that we We did not see Roma Dunze returning punts. No Roma Dunze doing that. Now, I don't know if this was if they are protecting him, but they sure have been giving the indication to us in camp that he is the guy, but he was not the guy today. I'll tell you somebody who is the guy, at least for this very moment, is Jason in Colorado Springs. Hi, Jason. You're on the Score.
Well, that was quick. Mr. Mark Grody.
I got you, man, because we got to go here quickly. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. What time do we have until? We're good, Buterball? Hold on a sec. We're all right? Okay, we're okay. Okay, yeah. Okay. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. I thought we were right.
Am I on?
Yeah, Jason. Sorry. Sorry I've botched your call so far, Jason. Go ahead. Man.
Come on, man. Come on. It's ISU, you know, communication program.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, we got in when it wasn't that hard to get into Illinois State. But go on, my friend.
Listen, I love what you do, Mark. You and I go back a ways and appreciate your reporting. I thought Caleb Williams actually looked good. I saw a little of Justin Fields with holding on to the ball too long. We're only talking, five pass attempts. There was a little bit of holding on to the ball too long. Accuracy looked good. Rolled out, was productive. And, you know, there was a drop there on Komet. Could have been, potentially 5 for 5 outside of that drop. Yeah. Pardon me if my statistics are wrong. Offensive line held up a little bit.
Yes.
There were some moments there where, you know, I thought Caleb Williams held onto the ball too long, but the offensive line held their own.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Jason, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Yeah, one of the things, like I said it earlier, like if you go back and watch the TV broadcast, you're going to hear the announcer saying on multiple occasions, Caleb Williams back to pass plenty of time. I thought the only time that I saw Caleb Williams a little bit late on a throw was the one to the 3rd and 6 to Roma Dunze, which ended up being an illegal contact on the defense, but I think the Bears were bailed out on that one. That was the only time where I thought the release was a little bit slow. And I'll go back and watch it again, and we'll see if there was more of that, because we're all sensitive to it. We want to see it look different. Guess what? Today, things look different. Caleb Williams was good. Thank you so much to everybody for listening, for calling, for texting the program today. Thank you to the Tylers, my meatball sandwich over there, Buterbaugh, rocking it out. I got you too, man. We got the both of the Tylers rocking over there. I'm Mark Grody. Thank you too to Josh Schrock for coming on the program. Cubs baseball is next on the Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.